He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Together, they wake up the nation on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And now you can hear their best bits each week as a podcast. Ireland's Classic
Hits Radio. This week's podcast topics are so random that when we give you this list, you'll be like, what the hell happened on the show this week?
So we compiled a list of songs that you should never play in a dentist.
American words and phrases that our kids are now using.
We think we found Ireland's most romantic man. The things this guy does for his wife.
Caller Yvonne, who came so close to winning our quiz.
And two romantic gestures that will have you reaching for the tissues.
Now, we started off this morning talking about dentists. The reason being that, my Holly was at the dentist yesterday. Anne's at the dentist today. But now dentists give you, well, good dentists. Some dentists give you frozen margaritas. No. They give you headphones and they have a playlist. Or you can actually click your playlist into it.
But they have a set list as well that you want to listen to.
Which is really calm. It was like Toto Africa and it was like all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Very, very calming
upbeat
music.
Upbeat and positive.
Which is a great idea because then you don't hear
the drilling.
The drill. Or the
scraping.
Scraping. Yeah. So we got this idea. If you were to do a top 10, what are the top 10 songs that you do not want to hear at the dentist, okay? This is just absolutely, so you're sitting there with your headphones on and here are the top 10 songs you do not
Compiled by us. Suggested by you.
And to you, our beautiful listeners. Let's do it. In at number 10. Now, this is Jeremy's and we're not too sure about this, but he wants to play the game. Yeah, tootie.
Tootie fruity.
I'm a fruity tooth. Yeah, I get it. Okay. All right, okay. And then you hear... Yeah.
Great one.
Yeah.
And bit of Beatles.
Nine. Yeah. Then coming in at number 8. He's getting that, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Stuck in a moment. Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, please. No. Not that. It can't get worse. Well, it does. Ooh, there we
go. Oh,
right now,
gosh.
It cuts like a knife.
No,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
want to hear that.
No. Okay. No. And he's so excited and happy about it cutting like a knife as well. Into the top 5. Here we go.
That's what it's taking hours to do.
I know, yeah. That's, you don't want that either. Oh, stop it now, please.
So off for me.
Too much, please.
Do you love that song, though?
I'd still listen. Not during an extraction. So if you want me off your back, well, come on. And let me know. So, by the way, this tooth, should it damn? Should I stay or should I go? Oh, excellent. I know. John Cougar Mellencamp featuring with Hurt So
Best.
Good. Yeah. And the one that started
Can
it
something
all.
Something hurt good? No.
Yeah, the one you're sitting there and you hear this. Great song.
You'd be glaring at your dentist listening to this in your headphones.
I know. Especially if he was dancing around. And if he looked like Boy George from
And he looked happy to be doing what he was doing to your teeth.
That's the top 10. Okay. And thank you everyone who got involved. Good morning.
They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We're asking for these gestures, these love gestures. Before we give away a prize, I want to play one that we got earlier on. And this is Lauren. So Lauren's talking about her parents.
Good morning, guys. The romantic thing my dad does for my mum is when they're going out, he puts on her fake eyelashes. Bye. From Lauren in Galway.
So we're confused there, aren't we? Like, does he wear them?
No,
or
I took from it that he helps her get ready to go out, which is so sweet.
It is sweet.
Mostly we're given a boot up the bum and told to hurry up and why are we so late, instead of you look beautiful.
Oh, well, let's check, because we have Mum, Aisling.
Oh,
good morning.
Aisling, hello.
Aisling.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so he doesn't wear them himself?
No, he definitely doesn't.
That's just so sweet. Does he honestly help you? How does he do that?
No, he does. It does. It causes some arguments at times, but I am useless at them. So right. He's been doing it for a good 13 years now. So, he's
so what? He comes over and applies the glue. Seriously, Ashley?
Honestly, he puts the glue on the lash and he puts a lash on the eye.
I honestly think there's something kind of emotional. It's much like if you're minding someone that's not well and you yeah. do things like that's very sweet, Ashley. I'm sorry. No way would my husband do that.
I'm getting
me.
That lovely moment in that movie. Aww. Do you remember at the pottery? Where the hands come together and they're doing the pottery. What was that movie called?
Ghost,
yeah, yeah. So just to get this into context then, because obviously it's such a nice gesture and you do enjoy it, how often are you putting on these false eyelashes?
Oh, not often, no. I wouldn't go out that much. Right.
Like maybe date nights.
Yeah, date nights, that'd be about it.
Would he do your tan and would he do anything else? Like, would he apply? No, I'm serious.
Would he
do
yeah,
well, there
back.
You go. See, I know this guy. I know these Lawrences. He'll do the tan on the back, the parts you can't reach. Oh. He'll help you with the hair stuff. He'll do the... I know these guys and they're very special. When you're pregnant, they'll paint your toenails.
Oh.
And they're very hard to come by, Ashley.
Yeah, he did.
There
he
you
did.
Go! He is one in a million. There are very few of those. Oh, that's really cute.
He's a keeper.
You're a keeper too.
How long are you with him?
We're 13 years. We'll be 40 now in Paddy's Day's anniversary, actually.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, we've great news. Yeah. We are giving you the 250
oh, cool.
euro voucher from Marks and Spencer's. Ooh. That's yours. You do whatever it was. We'd love the story
buy
from
so
Lauren.
Buy so many lashes yeah. in Marks and Spencer.
I will. He'll have his work cut out for him.
And we love Lawrence now. And boy, is he going to get some slagging in work yeah. today. Listen, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a million. Thanks.
Bye.
See, I knew he was a fake tan applier.
And a toenail
and the
painter.
Tootsies.
Yeah.
Anything she needs, he'll do. I can feel it.
Oh, that's so nice, isn't it? Would he
is
shave
nice.
Her under the arms?
He'd shave her when she's pregnant,
wow.
I'd say too. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's romantic gestures. Patricia wants to get in.
Like my dad is just a big romantic at heart.
Oh.
And he was a jeweller. And he used to engrave little tiny little letters to my mummy. Like, she still has them. They were wee. And he did up the envelope and the little stamp in the corner and all with her address and all. So cute. So romantic.
I feel like crying.
Yeah, what a sad. Oh. Anyway, thanks,
God,
Patricia.
That is
much.
So cute.
That is very cool, isn't it? That's very
cool. Oh, jeez. What?
Okay, I've been told.
Oh, God.
Wow, you're almost... Wait, hang on.
I'm sorry, can I just say something? It's very rare for a couple going... together that long to have something so deep. Like, that's just made me cry.
It's very special. Okay, you ready for Vicky's story?
No.
This is a tough one.
Morning. Happy St. Valentine's Day. The most romantic thing that was ever done for me on Valentine's Day was actually not by a partner, but by my son. I think he was aged 6 at the time, and I was a single parent. And he was so worried that I'd be sad and lonely on Valentine's Day that he contacted, and I don't know how, he contacted his granddad and asked him, could he pick him up a card and a stamp? And he came to the house and he wrote the card and gave it to his granddad and asked him to post it. And I got it on Valentine's Day. I never cried so much in my life. Still love it, and he's 21 now. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day. Once again, Vicky in Kingswood.
Oh,
Vicky, you've
wow.
got a good child there. That is beautiful, isn't it? And it just even the emotional intelligence of children where you think they don't notice things. Like, they knew that she was maybe going to be... He knew that she was sad. Oh, my God.
Good morning. They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We have Yvonne in Blanchardstown. Yvonne, good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I suppose we have to say that, don't we?
Now, Yvonne, you're on almost 2 years ago and you got 6 out of 7 on
Ooh,
this
that's good.
Competition.
That's good.
But what was the question you didn't get right?
I fell down on completely caught off guard on what was the diet version of Pepsi. And it just caught me off guard. Like, I came out with Diet Pepsi. No,
what is a Pepsi
it
Max?
It came out of my mouth, it was wrong.
It was what?
I'm going to have a Pepsi Max in.
Pepsi Max, yeah.
Pepsi Max, oh my God.
It's tricky.
And what were you playing for?
I was playing for 800.
Ooh, okay. So they were, yeah. Okay, yeah. Intense. Right.
Oh, that was a kicker.
That was a kicker.
Okay, kicker. Well, I'm excited for you to get this today. Come on, let's do this.
So it's taken you 2 years, really, to get back up to, you know, to where you are now and to ring us again for the competition.
Totally been studying. Yeah, totally been studying.
Well, been in therapy, for God's sake.
Let's hope the last 2 years have been good to you, because that wheel is spinning anywhere from 3,000 down to 250 euros. Higher the amount, the harder they get. The lower the amount, the easier they should be. And my wheel is about to stop on... some low numbers this week.
Yeah.
You're on 400 euros.
That's okay, though. That's still nice cash. Yeah.
That'd do, wouldn't it?
Oh, come on, Yvonne. You have to get these then, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I have to get these. Okay, go.
49 seconds on the
clock. I'm going to try and hint as I say them, if that's possible. Oh, sorry.
You can't. Rules are rules. You can't be doing that. 49 seconds on the clock. Once that bell goes at the very end, even if we're in the middle of a question, it's all over.
Okay. So come on, let's do this.
As fast as we can. The clock starts now.
In which west of Ireland county would you find the real-life Father Ted house?
Galway.
What shellfish is famous for being an aphrodisiac?
Oysters.
According to the famous tongue twister, where does the where does she sell shoes?
On the seashore.
Thank you so much. Name the American lingerie company that uses models called angels.
Victoria's Secret.
What classic TV show is famous for the line said in every episode, "Good morning, angels"?
Charlie's Angels.
What was the job of the angels in Charlie's Angels?
They were detectives.
Which TV detective was famous for always sucking on a lollipop?
Kojak.
Yvonne, I'm going to go crazy for you. The Father Ted house thing, the Father Ted house thing.
Father Ted's, where is his house?
Galway, I knew.
It's in County Clare.
Oh my God, Yvonne, we would have given that. Like, I just want to give it to you now. I'm so cross. And also,
I knew as soon as it came out.
Sorry, I taught English, so she sells seashells was terrible.
No, but in fairness, you were right in
and
with
she
that.
She got Kojak, which Kojak. I would never have gotten.
I looked at that and that was a difficult question when it came up. Oh my God.
Private detectives? I thought they were dancers.
I can't believe that.
Yvonne, you're so annoying to me. That was amazing.
This is two years in a row.
Come on, go to the judges.
No, we can't. She said County Clare. She said County
Why
Galway.
Would you say Galway?
Completely off, I know. No, completely off. Fair is fair. I'll definitely have to try again, but I think we need to have another round of the 6 out of 7 club.
Oh, yeah, we should do that again.
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea. Oh, you were so good.
Definitely have to go.
Anyway, look, that was 2 years.
Even with my mess up, she got on the seashore and she got oysters immediately. Anyway, you were brilliant. Well done.
I would say give it 3 years.
Just leave her alone. Come back to us in a month.
So we're talking about Americanisms because what did your lads, what have they used already?
Oh, they like getting their candy in the gas station. Or the garage.
It's getting worse. This came out of Reddit. There we go. This came out of Reddit because someone said she heard a bunch of teenagers talking about the shopping mall.
That's so funny.
When they were in Dublin, in Dundrum Shopping Centre. It's a shopping centre, lads. It's a centre where you're going shopping.
It'll always be a shopping centre. It's never the mall.
It's never the mall. It's never garbage.
Now, I will say a lot of the shopping centres have East Mall. I was in a hospital recently and it said East Mall, West Mall.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Was it a hospital in Ireland?
Yes.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? I'd rip that sign down.
I couldn't reach.
Okay. Stepladder next time. Eilis, what have you got?
My son's name is Killian. Mm-hmm. He's almost six and he says garbage, tomatoes and eggplant.
Eggplant, no.
Eggplant.
No, that's wrong. And don't they say...
Tomato.
Oregano.
Oregano.
Yeah, it's oregano. Do you know what I mean? End story. And it's not
oregano.
Tomato. Yeah. Aluminum, yeah, aluminum is another one. It's aluminium.
Aluminium.
Yeah. Linoleum. It's lino. Helen!
My daughter likes to put stuff in the trash.
Oh, no.
And go to the pharmacy. Like, it's a chemist.
Yeah, it's a chemist.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very annoying, isn't it?
Now, over in France, is it, or Spain, do they have pharmacia and then they have another... Like a chemist as well. One, you can't get your prescription, let's say, your proper medication.
It's almost like, I guess,
drugstore in the States.
Yeah. Drugstore.
Yeah.
So, because we've got a drugstore over here now, don't we have Superdrug?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yep. No. It should be called Super Tablets.
Super Tablets.
Good morning, Colm. a good few years ago, my granddaughter used to watch a lot of YouTube and she used to say she was changing the Dolly's diaper and putting the old one in the trash can. So we used to have a laugh about that. She's nearly 12 now. She doesn't use the terms anymore. But back in the day when she was about 3 or 4, she called diapers and trash cans. Used to give us a giggle. Love
popular
the show.
Words, popular words.
It is sort of annoying, isn't it? Because then it just becomes common culture, doesn't it? It becomes part of
see,
our
that's
diet,
what I, the worry would be.
Part of our lexicon.
But we're talking about it on radio now. So in 20 years' time on radio and Irish telly, it's going to be all about diapers in the trash can and going to the garage and the candy.
Do you think there'll be Irish telly in 20 years?
Well, I'd hope so.
If you'd like this and you want to hear more, we're live on Ireland's Classic Hits every weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.